This is Phil Farron.
And I am driving back to our condo in Branson, Missouri. It is it is Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. And if I sound a little rough, that's only because I am a little rough. I caught a little Christmas cold, probably from my son-in-law. I was really, really hoping for a while that I was just having some reaction to all the junk I ate on Wednesday. Today is Friday. But then it just kept hanging around. And then this morning I rolled over in bed and coughed a little bit and I could feel it down in my chest. And it's like, yep, it's not allergies. You got yourself a little cold. So I'm actually driving back to the condo from Walgreens. Walgreens open all day today on Christmas. There's people in there. I'm sure there will be some people in there buying Christmas presents even later today. Oh, people are amusing to me. I really should be running the GPS on my phone to tell me how to get back to the condo, but I think I got it. I think I got it, and I didn't want it interrupting. This is going to be short, because it's only going to take me about 10 minutes to get back to the condo. So it's going to be short. I almost just didn't record this at all, but when I woke up this morning and I had to go to Walgreens anyways, I thought, well, come on, you at least set up the recorder and talk for a little bit. I have come across several interesting articles, but I don't think I can do them justice on the way back to the condo. So I just thought I'd reflect on the fact that it really has been a wonderful vacation. I mean, it's been a really, really wonderful vacation. Started last Friday, after I got off work, and Friday morning I had a breakfast with a friend, and we had a good conversation, very interesting, fun. Saturday got a chance to do some reading. Friday I was also scrambling around making sure I had everything ready for our Christmas, which was a couple of days before, since our kids were heading up north. On Friday got grocery shopping done for my parents for 2 weeks, so, you know, they were all taken care of, so since we were going to be gone this week. But just had a really nice breakfast with a friend, and then on Saturday did some reading, and then on Sunday my wife's choir did their cantata. That went well. And then my wife had the Christmas party for her kids in the evening, so when she finally got that done, then things were finally starting to slow down for her a little bit. So Sunday was a good day, and then on Monday, what happened on Monday? Seems like something happened on Monday. I can't remember. Oh wait, no, yes, had breakfast with another friend on Monday. Finished up the rest of the little details for Christmas, because since we were going to be gone, the young lady was going to come and watch over the house while we were gone and feed the pets, so that got all that taken care of. Then Tuesday was a good day. Tuesday, good day. And Monday I saw the Star Wars movie, so that was fun. Went with some friends to see the Star Wars movie. Came out of the Star Wars movie, and you know, I hear this, Phil, and I look, and it's some friends that we haven't gotten together with in Outlands, a decade, 7-8 years maybe. They're from South Dakota, and they were just down here. Her parents are in this area, and so they were down and saw them, got a chance to get caught up a little bit, and then we figured out that Tuesday night we could go and get some dinner, and so then Tuesday was a good day, because got to spend some time with the kids and the grandkids on Tuesday. We haven't been able to do that for a while, and so went down, played some games, and just jabbered and talked and did this, that, and the other, and then went to see our friends Tuesday evening, and then came back for a little bit, spent a little more time with our kids, and then Wednesday we did our Christmas and with everybody, and then Thursday, and then Wednesday night we came down to the condo here in Branson, and then Thursday we got together with some of Nett's relatives who had come to Branson as well, and so we got together with them last night, and then today we're just going to kind of kick back for a little bit, and then this afternoon we're going to go to see Star Wars at the IMAX. Because my wife hasn't seen the Star Wars at the IMAX yet, so we're going to go see that this afternoon. Then we'll probably just... I think tomorrow we're going to go to see Silver Dollar City. And then Saturday we're just going to kick around a little bit and head back home. But it really has been a very nice, very relaxing vacation. So it's good. You need these every once in a while, you know? You just... just need them, and I'm looking as I'm driving, and I don't think I did this right. I think there's one turn that I missed. So, since there's one turn that I missed, it's time to haul out the GPS. I love GPS. Man, there are certain things in life that are useful, and GPS is one of them. It's just so wonderful, especially for me, because I'm not the type of person who likes to spend a lot of time remembering how to get places. My wife is, you know, a real big directions giver, and she's pretty good. She's every once in a while she's in the wrong place, but you know, she's really, really, really pretty good. Oh, yeah, I missed a turn. Okay, hang on here a minute. I've got to get this powered up. And
turn left onto Violin Drive.
And that's Violin Drive. So it's going to be talking to us here for a while. And hopefully I can...
In a quarter mile, turn left onto Shepherd of the Hills Expressway.
Okay, we can do that. I recognize all these places. I just don't...
You should reach your destination by 8:19 a.m.
Well, there you go. 4 minutes. So we got 4 minutes left. Anyway, so it's been really a good vacation. Obviously, I have plenty of stuff to do when I get back. I'm reading through right now.
Turn left onto Shepherd of the Hills Expressway.
Thank you. So, and I think I know where I am once I get to Shepherd of the Hills Expressway. But you know, just in case, I'm going to go ahead and do this. And hopefully no one's going to come flying over the hill that I can't see over. Here we go. Made it.
Continue on Shepherd of the Hills Expressway for 2 miles.
There you go. Anyways, so I am reading through the book four, what I have done on book four right now, A Seed in Secret. And I'm making some adjustments, adding some flavors, you know, adding some depth in certain things. That seems to be going fine. And then in January... then I make the dead run for the next 2 months trying to get that book roughed in. Theoretically, it gets roughed in January and February, although I'm a little short on weeks in February. And then we do rough editing in March and cover in March, which I'm not really sure at this point. I thought that the nursery rhyme was Jack and Jill, but now I'm thinking that maybe the nursery rhyme is, that's the nursery rhyme for the next book. I don't know. It'll all work out. It's really an amazing thing to just keep moseying forward and see all the stuff work out. Because that process of having the fog part is... it's really an interesting process of just moving forward a step at a time, step at a time, you know, just trusting that it's all going to work out. Just keep writing. The friends that we got together with on Tuesday night. They're both writers. He's actually a tech guy. She's a senior editor at a magazine, and nice magazine for homeschooling and home sufficiency, and it's cool magazine. We were talking. We were talking about the writing process, and he asked me, he said, "Don't you ever get writer's block?" And I told him, "Man, just keep writing. Just whether you like it or not, just keep writing." And I said, "Because you can always go back and edit it later. Put something down on the page, because until you put something down on the page, you got nothing to work with." And it's really true. It's amazing how the writing, it will just come out of your fingers if you'll just
in 1,000 feet, turn left on
put it
road.
Down. So, yay! So we're staying at the Westgate Branson Woods. And it's been very nice. Been very, very nice. How are you today?
Right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
You have a great day.
Thank you. And so we talked about that a little bit. The other thing that was kind of interesting this week is I was talking with friends. The buddy that I was talking to on Friday, we got onto the subject of men and women and how they interact. And
turn left onto Ridge Road, then your destination will be on the left.
And it's really a fascinating thing, because we as guys really want life to be what it should be from our perspective, you know? and unfortunately, it's not. And, just got a text message from my beloved. One new message. Hello? Kleenex. Oh, rats. Yeah. Probably should have picked some of that up. Maybe we'll go out later and get some Kleenex. Anyways, so it's been a really good vacation. And we'll get back into the swing of things next week and move forward and hopefully get some more work done on the things that need to be done there and do a little more writing. And it's going to be 2016 soon, which just seems incredible, because we're on the downside of this decade now. Well, we were last year, but this year, but, you know, now it really feels like we're on the downside of this decade. And the future just keeps coming towards us. It's a fascinating thing. Merry Christmas all, and Happy New Year.